With Aspen Public Radio News, I'm Eleanor Bennett. The Aspen Volunteer Fire Department is holding a virtual memorial service on Grassroots TV today to mark the 19th anniversary of 9/11. Aspen Fire Chief Rick Ballantyne is the lead organizer. He'll speak as part of the program along with Aspen Mayor Tory and others. In past years, Ballantyne says they've lined the sidewalk with 343 roses, one for each of the firefighters that died at Ground Zero. They'll be doing this again today in front of the fire station and encourage passersby to take a rose. And Ballantyne says with everything going on this year, this is a moment to say thank you to local fire crews, healthcare workers, and first responders.
Part of it's really remembering all of those faces, not just the firefighters that died. It's using this occasion to honor everybody that's still giving their all.
Several musicians with ties to Aspen will be performing as well, including John Oates, formerly of Hall and Oates, Jimmy Buffett, and Leon and JK. Grassroots TV will be airing the program today at 3, 5, 7, and 9 p.m. You can also find the individual speeches and musical performances on the Grassroots YouTube channel. Governor Jared Polis has declared a state of disaster emergency for the area that has burned or been affected by the Grizzly Creek fire. Polis says the declaration will free money to help rebuild infrastructure and conduct more fire suppression in the area. The executive order also frees state transportation department officials to apply for federal emergency funds to help repair and reopen parts of I-70 that were damaged by the fire. A Denver judge will decide this morning whether to delay distribution of Colorado's voting guide, known as the Blue Book. Capitol reporter Scott Franz has more.
The court hearing was scheduled after a group filed a lawsuit claiming the forthcoming write-up about one of the ballot measures is unfair and favors supporters who want to repeal the state's Gallagher Amendment. It alleges the Blue Book would mislead voters by making them think repealing Gallagher would lead to tax cuts when it is likely to increase residential property taxes instead. The state-sponsored voting guide is supposed to give residents a balanced view of all the ballot questions. Nonpartisan workers at the Capitol do the research and propose the write-ups, but lawmakers have the final say. And last week, they voted with bipartisan support to significantly change the write-up about the Gallagher question. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
This is Aspen Public Radio News.